Hoodie by Baby Boy Snake. Read by Red Panda. Rating: General Audiences. Relationship: Peter Parker, Wade Wilson. Additional tags include: Established Relationship, Trans Peter Parker, Gender Dysphoria, Dogs in Love. Summary: Sometimes Peter has a few gender dysphoric days. Thought spiral, events of last night caused injury, not a good mix. Good thing Petey has a Wade. And Wade, he's amazing. And a dog. Then again, so is Pete. Peter shimmied into the oversized hoodie, taking a deep inhale before falling back on the bed. He held himself this way for a while, even going as far as to curl in on himself. Once in a while, he would shift among the sheets, trying to find a comfortable position. He would use his finger to aimlessly draw a mixed pattern of swirls and lines against the soft sheets. He could hear Wade in the other room, preparing breakfast. Wouldn't it be nicer to just step out of the room and ask for affection? It would, but then that would require Peter to use his words to then communicate feelings he couldn't even describe. He forewent the binder because the night before, Spider-Man and Deadpool had fought some low-level criminals, nothing too serious. But leave it to Pete to forget how long he'd been wearing his binder, that and the strain he put on his body from moving this way and that. Flexible or not, Peter wasn't totally invincible. So that's why his ribs ached. They had healed quite a bit during the night, but Pete feared a few bruises might have blossomed. Damn it. He should have checked when he slipped on a somewhat clean shirt earlier, but wasn't feeling it. At least Wade's hoodie comforted him. Pete inhaled slowly, nuzzling his nose into the fabric of the hood, and reluctantly exhaled. Smoky, like the gunpowder that hugged the Deadpool suit, but also fruity, like one of Wade's body soaps. It's the scent Peter knew and loved. The scent that he caught a whiff of when he snuggled close to Wade on their couch. Or when they were wrapped up in their bedsheets on a lazy Sunday morning. The scent that told him everything was going to be okay, no matter what. The one thing keeping him grounded. Right. Now. The thoughts that would get him spiraling were there, laying in wait, buzzing like the low hum of spider sense. Similar to the buzz Deadpool used to give Spidey way back when. Nimble fingers toyed with the hoodie strings, pulled at them to the point the hood caved, and pulled the man's vision into darkness. It was so surprising, Peter couldn't help the soft laugh that bubbled out of his chest, only to then immediately wince from the ache. He took easy, measured breaths, and slowly, he allowed his body the pleasure to come undone from the curled position. Pete needed to heal, not cause himself more harm. And yet... Limbs went flying in the air, a flurry of bedsheets being strewn around, and one angry, huffy spider ended up sprawled on the bed. Pete panted heavily, the spent energy causing his body to heat up. And it wasn't like the still closed hood was of any help. When it became too much, though, he hurried to open the hood, hair stuck to his forehead from what little sweat had formed. His chest heaved, breath hitching now and again, burned like suffocation. No, he was suffocating. He was. He couldn't breathe. It was due to his own fault, of course, all of it. He got sloppy. He didn't look after himself. This body. His body. His not being enough. He... Someone cleared the throat by the threshold of the bedroom. Wade. Peter's breathing was suspended. Hitched, and he became aware of the tears threatening to fall. Slowly, he turned his head towards the door. Wade was looking seemingly relaxed against the frame. Yet, Peter could see the ebb of tension just below the surface. Because of him. Because he had... You doing all right there, Pete? It was a soft ask, the words of concern cutting through Peter's spiraling thoughts like butter. And those warm eyes, soothing in the way Wade was taking in the scene and already putting two and two together. Like he'd be able to solve this puzzle. How's your weather? Peter would have felt uneasy, clamoring to damn it all and shut the hood back again, had it been anyone else. But not with Wade. Never with him. Wade understood him. Of course he did. They'd seen each other unravel plenty of times by this point. So the younger man gently rose, not helping the winds that fell through. In wiping the tears away, he contemplated for a moment on whether to remove the hoodie or not. The flailing did cause a bit of sweat. He could really use a shower right about now. And if his stomach was any indication, the traitor, food too. But he nodded, biting his lip before finally using his words. It was cloudy earlier, close to drizzle. Maybe foggy now, not quite sure. Another rumble of needed attention. Hungry, aching. Wade? By then, Wade had already gradually entered the room, taking a knee by the bed and holding out his hand for Peter to hold on to. I'm here, baby boy, I'm here. He placed soft kisses along the palm and back of Pete's hand. Could you, He paused, mouth a little dry, and attempted to wet his lips. He's asked before. Asked, and been given the love and care he deserved. Doesn't change the fact it's a little embarrassing, and maybe a little self-cautious. Could you maybe help me shower, check my ribs, and... He moved his free hand in a small circular motion, just to bring home the message. Wade nodded, and ran his thumb along Peter's knuckles, placing a few final kisses there. Sure, Pete, anything for you. I'll even bring you some fruit to munch on. Help get your healing started, baby. The brunette found himself relaxing, rolling his shoulders and testing just how much movement he can take. It wasn't the worst, at the very least. But then he felt a warm hand on his thigh and looked up at his boyfriend. No words were needed when Peter nodded and then lifted from the bed to be taken to the bathroom. He played with the hoodie strings on the way, mentally preparing for what was to happen as he was placed on the toilet seat. Wade ran the faucet, then turned to kiss Peter's sticky forehead before leaving to go get Peter something to eat. It's moments like these that pulled at the young spider's heart. The fact that Wade was still here despite all his damage. Sure, Wade had his own baggage too. But Peter had known about that way before he even revealed his secret identity. Or the fact that he was. So being cared for when he needed it was beautiful. It made Peter grateful. They were all small actions, but the overall result left Peter's skin flush with the overflow of love he received. It almost made Peter upset at the thought of disrobing, wanting nothing more than to continue wearing Wade's hoodie and remain hidden in the material. To continue being loved as Peter and not... But when Wade returned from his mission, he coaxed his boyfriend out with sweet berries and slices of banana. He took a quick assessment of any remaining damage from the night before. They usually try to get Peter to eat something small, at the very least, before bed after a long night. It helps with the spider healing process. But sometimes, like last night, Wade lets Peter just crash and does what he can to clean up wounds, do some patchwork, generally anything that can and should definitely be taken care of. Once he was satisfied with the basic care, Wade helped Pete into the fill tub, setting him down gently. Peter watched, as Wade even pulled out one of his bath bombs, lavender, to help calm and relax his body. Not only that, as the little bomb fizzled, not having to look down and actually see his body was a nice touch. So he may have sunk a bit down to hide a bit more. And Wade, the ever-sweetest boyfriend that he was, focused on starting to help Peter clean up. He took awful good care in everything he did, so much so, Peter began to doze off. His senses focused on the smooth feel of the water, of the scrub against the skin, and the feel of Wade's skin on his. One of his favorite sensations in the world. It helped, it really did. Peter's thoughts were clearer than they had been before. Now was the time to use his big boy words. Thanks, Wade, for everything, he sighed, continuing. Weather's a little cloudy, but sunshine coming through. Nibbling on strawberries was definitely helping things move along. There was a low, vibrating hum as Wade squirted the dollop of shampoo and began to work on the brunette's hair. I'm glad, babe. Breakfast is all good and ready for when we're done here. He looked thoughtful, then added, We can blast the AC if you want to wear one of my hoodies. Maybe snuggle a bit on the couch with all the blankets. To which Peter snorted, taking a banana slice and feeding it to his lover. Tempting, but the hoodie is more than enough. will definitely accept couch snuggles, though. Wade chuckled and flashed a charming grin of his. Want to watch Encanto? Belt out Lynn's beautiful creations. And just how lucky was Peter to have this wonderful man. It wasn't his fault he couldn't contain his need to kiss the man. Even if it meant splashing the bathwater around, a casualty or two of now floating food, and end with a fit of giggles. I'm sorry, mi vida. Go on. The next line was softened, Wade moving his hands to cup Peter's face in his hands. Bruno said it looked like rain. The lyric was changed, like Wade wanted to affirm things were now good. Gosh, he was such a dog. Peter, being a dog as well, snorted and gently shook his head. Silencio, Bruno. He gave a chaste kiss, finishing on, I let it in, let it out, let it rain, let it snow, let it go. And if that included a bit of water splashing, so be it. Wade's laugh was contagious, filling the bathroom with their mixed laughter. Some more water fell out of the tub, but neither really minded the fact. Oh, we are definitely watching Luca and Frozen afterward, baby boy. That was Hoodie by Baby Boy Snake, read by Red Panda.